From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to Financial Market Insights for Traders, the show where we break down the biggest themes shaping global markets and what they really mean for you. The trader, the investor, the strategist. I'm Sophia, and today we're talking about one of the most defining forces in modern finance, ESG and sustainable investing. Now, before you think this is just about buzzwords or corporate PR, let me tell you, ESG is transforming the way capital moves, how energy is priced, and how risk itself is understood. In 2026, ESG investing has evolved into something much bigger than a trend. It's become a system-wide shift, a new financial language that's rewriting market behavior across sectors. And in this episode, we'll dig into what's really driving ESG investing performance this year, how climate change is reshaping the energy market, and where the smart money is flowing next. So let's get into it. If we go back just a few years, ESG investing, that's environmental, social, and governance-based investing, was seen as a kind of ethical add-on, something investors did to feel good about their portfolios. But now, it's mainstream. According to PwC, ESG assets are expected to reach roughly $34 trillion this year. That's over one-fifth of all professionally managed assets globally. That means one in every $5 is now managed with sustainability in mind. And it's not just feel-good investing anymore. It's driven by data, regulation, and long-term risk management. Companies that manage their environmental impact, that operate responsibly, and that maintain strong governance structures, they're proving to be more resilient. They survive shocks better. They attract more stable capital. And investors are starting to recognize that sustainability isn't a cost, it's an edge. Now, with that scale comes something new, accountability. In the past, a company could slap the word green on its marketing and call it a day. Not anymore. In 2026, ESG regulation has become serious business. Europe's Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, known as the CSRD, is now fully in force. For the first time, companies must publicly disclose standardized sustainability data, their carbon emissions, biodiversity impacts, labor standards, even the diversity of their boardrooms. And across the Atlantic, in the US, the SEC's new names rule means funds can no longer use ESG as a branding trick. If you're calling your fund sustainable, you'd better have the numbers to back it up. It's a moment of truth for the market. ESG isn't just about good intentions anymore. It's about measurable impact. So how's ESG investing performing in 2026? Well, it's complicated. Some ESG-focused portfolios, especially those centered around renewables and sustainable technology, have continued to deliver strong returns. But others, especially those heavily weighted toward overvalued tech giants or generic ESG indices, have struggled to keep up. In the US, ESG funds have faced outflows, partly due to political backlash in certain states. But in Europe, the opposite is true. ESG funds there have seen billions of dollars in inflows this year, a sign that policy consistency really matters. When governments set clear sustainability frameworks, investors gain confidence. So yes, performance is mixed. But the narrative that ESG is dead just doesn't hold up. The reality is that ESG is evolving, maturing, and becoming more selective. The funds that are performing well today are those backed by real-world innovation, companies in clean energy, battery production, hydrogen technology, AI-based sustainability analytics, and green infrastructure. Meanwhile, those that treat ESG as a box-ticking exercise are falling behind. Now, let's talk about the big debate. Does ESG actually outperform traditional investing? Well, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Over the long term, ESG tends to outperform during stable periods when markets favor quality and resilience. During volatile or energy-driven rallies, ESG can lag, especially when fossil fuel stocks are on a tear. But what researchers are finding is fascinating. ESG performance moves in sentiment cycles. When sustainability is in favor, ESG stocks get bid up, often too much. Then, when sentiment shifts, they pull back, giving smart traders an opportunity to play the rotation. It's not just about moral investing anymore. It's about understanding behavioral cycles, the psychology of money in the sustainability era. For active traders, that means ESG is no longer a passive, static strategy. It's dynamic. It moves like any other market factor, and that makes it tradable. Now, we can't talk about ESG without talking about energy, because nowhere is the clash between climate change and market value more visible than in the energy sector. The climate change impact on energy stocks is now measurable and massive. Physical risks, like wildfires, floods, and heat waves, are disrupting energy production, refining, and transport infrastructure. Every time an extreme weather event hits a major facility, it pushes up insurance costs, delays output, and dents profitability. Then there are transition risks, policy and technology changes that are gradually rewriting the economics of oil, gas, and coal. Carbon pricing, renewable energy subsidies, and the electrification of transport are all pushing traditional energy firms into a corner, and markets are responding. We're seeing a clear split between what analysts now call green energy, renewable and clean tech companies, and brown energy, meaning fossil fuels and heavy carbon emitters. Green energy stocks are volatile, sure, but they're also backed by structural tailwinds. They're benefiting from government policy, investor demand, and massive capital inflows. Brown energy stocks, meanwhile, remain profitable in the short term, especially when oil prices rise, but their long-term valuations are shrinking. Investors are pricing in the fact that some fossil fuel reserves might never be monetized. That's the so-called carbon bubble. Some estimates suggest that over $1 trillion worth of fossil fuel assets could become stranded if global net zero targets are met. And that's not just a problem for oil companies. It's a problem for every pension fund, ETF, or portfolio still heavily exposed to legacy energy. But here's an interesting twist. Not every company has to be purely green to attract ESG capital. A growing part of the market is now focusing on transition finance. These are companies that aren't 100% clean yet, but are actively working toward it, like heavy industry firms investing in carbon capture or shipping companies switching to hydrogen fuels. They're not ESG perfect, but they're credible, and that credibility is being rewarded. These companies often trade at lower valuations than pure green firms, but with massive upside potential as they prove their transition path. In other words, you don't have to be green today. You just have to be moving in that direction, measurably and transparently. So what's the takeaway for traders and investors navigating this space? First, do your homework. Don't take ESG labels at face value. Dig into the data, the disclosures, and the actual impact. Second, use tools that help you quantify sustainability risk and opportunity. And if you want a platform that's genuinely designed for that, a world-class, cutting-edge, user-friendly trading app that combines precision analytics with an intuitive interface, check out crystalballmarkets.com. It's built for traders who want to stay ahead of global shifts like ESG and energy transition, not chase them after the fact. And while you're building your knowledge base, I'd also recommend tuning into the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's one of the best beginner-friendly shows out there for anyone who wants to understand trading, investing, macroeconomics, and how global financial systems really move. Both are fantastic resources if you're serious about staying sharp and informed. As we wrap up, here's what I want you to remember. ESG isn't a passing phase. It's the next phase of global investing. The ESG investing performance of 2026 tells us that sustainability is moving from narrative to necessity. And the climate change impact on energy stocks shows that financial markets are now actively repricing environmental risk in real time. The investors who thrive in this new era won't just think about returns. They'll think about resilience, about how to build portfolios that perform not only in bull markets, but through the disruptions that climate change and regulation inevitably bring. So as we move forward, keep your eyes open. The market isn't just rewarding profits anymore. It's rewarding purpose, preparedness, and adaptability. I'm Sophia, and this has been Financial Market Insights for Traders. Thank you for listening. Stay informed, stay strategic, and as always, trade smart.